Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
As I read through the scripture passages that are offered to us today, I found myself wanting to pay attention, as the Isaiah passage implores us, but with particular attention to what Isaiah might be saying to us about us. What if we were to take this passage personally? To think about ourselves as the ones who have been made by God and are known by God, which is certainly true, for a particular purpose. As though there might be something that we are here to do, something that we are actually called by God to do. Because it is totally possible that that is the case. Knowing that following God is not easy, that following the Gospels is complicated, and that more often than not, at least in my experience, God's plan for us might be, and most often is, completely different from the plan that we make for ourselves. I wonder if you've ever had this sense. I wonder if even just for a moment that you have sensed that whatever it was that you were up to, this was the thing that you were born to do, the place that you were meant to be, the very thing that God created you for. I wondered this yesterday as we ordained 3 new priests in the diocese, in this very place, one who we get to have preside for us this morning. I have had exactly 3 times in my life when I was certain beyond the shadow of a doubt that I was in the right place, doing exactly what I was meant to be doing. That God had, in fact, made me for exactly the reason I was attending to. And each of those times includes the welcoming of each of my children. I knew, and I still know, that I was and I am meant to be their mother. It is what I was put here to do. Beyond that, things have been slightly sketchier. Which is interesting, because being a parent is not the only thing that I've done, or the only thing that I felt that I was good at, or even the only way that I think I might be making a difference in the world. And I'm pretty sure it's not the only thing that God has called me to do. It's just the only thing I was really sure about. Which is to say that sometimes we're in the right place, doing exactly what God needs of us, and we might not even be totally sure that that's the case. The role of the prophets was to call out the people, to bring light to the justice of God and attend to where God's followers were missing it. Prophets tell us where we need to do better, where they, the Israelites, or we, the followers of God, have strayed from the way, and remind us how God wants us to realign ourselves with God and with God's purpose, and for us with the Jesus story, with one another and with the earth. The prophet Isaiah is speaking to a people who are in disarray. Their temple has been destroyed. The landscape is different than what they knew or knew to expect. There is no manna falling from the sky, and they do not feel very chosen. Things look pretty bleak for the people that Isaiah is speaking to. And yet, here is this voice, this call to speak into what is happening now, to restore relationship for these people. And if we think about it, we might be able to find ourselves in this context that I've just described. It feels hard to miss that the world that we live in feels like it too is in disarray. If we were to think about the earth as our temple, it's in pretty rough shape. And it can feel hard to know where or how we should act. Maybe because there are just too many places that require action. Here, too, there is no manna falling from the sky. But what we do have is a relationship with and a particular understanding of God, who is constantly inviting us to be co-creators with them. God who does and is intervening in the world through us, through prophetic voices, and who still has a dream for us and for our creation, despite our best efforts to ignore or thwart it. And we have the story of Jesus, which is all about showing us new ways of entering into life. And so, we take the gospel seriously, and we show up for each other. Maybe we advocate for change in housing, or food security, or for the LGBTQ2S+ community. Maybe we protest the poor treatment of refugees, or advocate for better immigration. Maybe we work towards reconciliation with indigenous communities. Maybe we care for our families, or our children, or elders. Maybe we educate ourselves and our neighbors on ways that we can care for the environment or fight climate change. The list goes on. There are many, many ways that we respond to the Spirit's invitation to participate in the world. And there are many, many ways that we show up. And that, in part, is part of the beauty of this crazy faith of ours, that there is not just one way. But I do believe that there is something that you and I, known by God, are called to do. There is a purpose for each of us, and that purpose is rooted in the love of our Maker for us as individuals, as members of family and community, and of creation as a whole. What I also know from my own experience is that it is not always as clear as I would like it to be. Sometimes it's been following my heart, or a hunch, or being still long enough to hear a voice that maybe says, "What about this?" For example, there is that time that I thought that maybe God might be encouraging me and saying, "What about you go start an affirming evening congregation, even though you have no idea what you're doing or what it will take or if anyone will come? Don't worry, because this is important." Each of us is known by God. Each of us was knit together by God and named by our Creator for a purpose that is rooted in love. We are called to work towards the restoration of one another, with one another, and for one another, and in relationship with our Maker. Maybe you already know this. Maybe you've always known. Or maybe, like me, it takes a little bit of time and a whole lot of trust to believe that there is something you are called to do. Either way, I want to invite you to listen now once more to the reading from Isaiah. We heard it interpreted one way this morning, and I'd like to offer a version that I found in the Inclusive Language Bible. There's nothing wrong with the version that we heard earlier, but sometimes hearing the same passage in slightly different language that is maybe rooted in different words or pronouns can help us hear Scripture differently. So I invite you to listen now, to maybe pay attention to what stirs in you. Maybe it's something you already know. Maybe it's something you're wondering about. Maybe it's something you haven't thought of yet. But this is for you. "Islands, listen to me. Pay attention, distant people. Yahweh called me before I was born and named me in my mother's womb. God made my mouth a sharp sword and hid me in the shadow of the hand of the Most High. The Almighty made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in God's quiver. The Holy One said to me, 'You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified.' I had been thinking, I have toiled in vain. I have exhausted myself for nothing. Yet all the while my cause was with Yahweh, and my reward was with my God. Thus says Yahweh, who formed me in the womb to be God's servant, who destined me to bring back the children of Jacob and gather again the people of Israel. It is not enough for you to do my bidding to restore the tribes of Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, the Holy One. To the one deeply despised, the one abhorred by nations, the one enslaved by despots, rulers will stand when you walk in the room, and court officials will pay homage because of Yahweh, who is faithful, because of the Holy One of Israel, who chooses you. This voice sounds like it is speaking to an intimate experience and understanding of God, our Maker, speaking about restoration and gathering God's people together in order to bring about justice, to bring about light to the nations. It is speaking to us. This voice is speaking into resilience and hope and possibility. This voice is reminding us that God needs us and uses us to work towards reconciliation and restoration of relationships that are based in love for God, for ourselves, and for our neighbors. And this voice is reminding us that the work is ours. It is important and good and hard, and God is faithful. God shows up and does not leave us alone in our work, because God has chosen us for it. Each one of us. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.